When law enforcement contacted Harvey Franklin Jr. on Wednesday, he was wearing a pair of black Nike Air Force One tennis shoes. According to Alaska State Troopers, those shoes are among the evidence connecting Franklin with a string of recent Togiak break-ins. The rash of burglaries began Tuesday, April 17th. Troopers say three buildings were broken into early that morning. Surveillance footage from the Togiak Clinic, Togiak Natives Limited, and the Togiak Tribal Hall show what appear to be the same person wearing blue jeans, a black coat, black shoes, and a black face mask entering each building. The burglar caused substantial damage to the clinic door and a safe that holds narcotics. No controlled substances were stolen. However, approximately 100 needles and an iPad were missing. The door to Togiak Natives Limited was also damaged, and the office was trashed. Computer equipment was overturned, and the intruder had poured coffee creamer and juice on top of it. A phone and $500 cash was stolen from Togiak Natives Limited. No damage was observed from the break-in at the Togiak Tribal Hall, and the property stolen was worth $8. Inside the Togiak Natives Limited office, a shoe print was visible. The State of Alaska Crime Lab identified it as a Nike Air Force One shoe. Several days later, on April 23rd, a burglar struck the Togiak Clinic once more. The surveillance footage revealed a person wearing the same clothing and shoes as the April 17th burglar. On April 24th, the Togiak School reported a burglary. Troopers investigated and found the window to the principal's office was pried open and $1,000 cash taken from the school. They also found shoe prints, matching the ones outside the Togiak Natives Limited office. One day later, a person broke into the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families building. Someone sleeping in the building chased off the suspect. The incident was caught on camera, and from that footage, law enforcement identified Harvey Franklin Jr. as a suspect.
We were able to obtain certain items of evidence linking him to six burglaries, shoe prints, and other things. And we served a search warrant, and we recovered items that were taken from a couple of the scenes.
That's Alaska State Trooper Gordon Young, who was involved with the investigation. Young said that the stolen cell phone from Togiak Natives Limited was among the recovered items.
The hard work of the Dillingham troopers, the Togiak trooper, and also the BPSO, TPO, and VPO were intricate in certain details of the investigation that really helped us out.
Franklin was arraigned Thursday in Dillingham Court. He faces six counts of felony burglary, one count of felony theft, and numerous misdemeanor charges. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.